From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a deeper dive into stories from our radio newsrooms across the nation. Today On Deadline is looking at the dangers posed by social media and the impact they may have on younger generations. United States Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy called last week for a warning label on social media sites that details the mental health risks to adolescent users. Murthy shared his reasoning in a recent op-ed published in the New York Times. "It is time to require a Surgeon General's warning label on social media platforms, stating that social media is associated with significant mental health harms for adolescents," he wrote. In Murthy's vision, the warning labels would be similar to those that appear on alcohol and tobacco products. While his call to action has sparked controversy among some who think it would go too far, he says the simple action would help protect those who are most vulnerable. We've reported on them before. They're the generations called iPad kids. A Surgeon General's warning label, which requires congressional action, would regularly remind parents and adolescents that social media has not been proved safe, Murthy wrote. To share more on what's going on, ABC Tech reporter Mike Dabowski joined Odyssey.
How would this happen on social media? What exactly is the call here?
Yeah, it's a big question. So this all started with Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General. He had this big op-ed in the New York Times yesterday, kind of laying out a pretty frightening portrait of what young people are facing on social media platforms in 2024. He cites some statistics here. Adolescents who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media face double the risk of things like anxiety and depression. The average amount of time that this age group spends on social media, guys, 4.8 hours a day, almost 5 hours a day. One half of adolescents say that social media makes them feel worse about their bodies. So again, laying out what Vivek Murthy calls the defining public health issue of our time with regards to young people and social media. That's why he's now recommending these warning labels. And you're right to make the comparison to tobacco there, because that's kind of how Vivek Murthy envisions this working. The labels would appear on your social media feed or within your feed for adolescents or for parents, warning them about the potentially addictive practices that these companies engage in.
I'm thinking, though, that the warning label would kind of be like a pop-up on your screen, like a notification, right? And then you could just swipe it away.
Right. And worth mentioning here that this measure would require approval by Congress. So some of the specifics about how this is actually going to kind of wind its way out into reality are still up in the air at this point. But that is largely the idea, that this would be as hard to ignore as the warning labels on a package of cigarettes. And with regards to whether this would work or not, kind of hard to make the comparison, because as you mentioned, box of cigarettes, you know, behind the counter at a 7-Eleven is one thing. But on social media, that's maybe a different thing. It's kind of easier to get around these warning labels. Even still, though, with regards to the tobacco comparison, when 50 years ago the federal government rolled out warning labels for packages of cigarettes, the gray boxes that obscure a big part of the packaging, 41% of adults in the United States smoked daily. In 2021, that figure was just over 11% of adults smoking daily. So we have seen a pretty sharp decline over the past 50 years after the implementation of things like warning labels. But that was not the only action that the federal government took to curtail people's smoking habits. Similarly, Vivek Murthy says that this is not going to be a be-all and end-all solution. This is just one piece of the larger puzzle aimed at getting at some of the challenges that young people face on social media.
What exactly are the potential dangers of social media for younger users? Yale Medicine recently released a report that might shed some light on this. It pointed to a study that found teens ages 12 to 15 who use social media for over 3 hours a day are twice as likely to have depression, anxiety, and other negative mental health outcomes. The report also points to the potential exposure of adolescents to inappropriate material. However, there are those who argue the positives of sites like Instagram and Snapchat. A Pew Research Center survey found that 58% of teens who use social media felt more accepted. 67% said they felt like they had people who would support them through tough times. That survey also found that 80% said they thought they were connected to their friends and what was going on in their lives. What are parents feeling? Star Tribune columnist John Rash offered his thoughts.
What did you think of the Surgeon General going so far as to saying that there needs to be a warning label on these social media sites?
Well, we at the editorial board were not mixed on the idea because the data is compelling. And the Surgeon General, in effect, said in his remarkable commentary in the New York Times, reprinted in the Star Tribune, that when you're an emergency room doctor, you don't always have time for every aspect of the medical condition to be apparent. But there's enough right now to suggest that the extraordinary deleterious effects on adolescent and teen mental health from social media usage is enough that a warning label should be affixed to it. And one of the reasons that we backed his call was that this is not a ban. This is not anyone saying that an adolescent or a teenager cannot use social media. That's still a conversation between parents and their kids. But this is, in effect, giving another tool, which the government has done in so many other product categories, to say that there is chance a risk of harm here, and thus we're going to put a warning label on this. And if that's another way that parents can engage in a constructive conversation with their kids, we think that that indeed may be helpful.
It is a concern for a lot of people, but others just let, you know, their children have at it. Is there sort of like a push to say there needs to be a little bit of a balance with that?
I think there is an increasing push in here. And all of this experiment, of course, has happened in real time. It's not like there was a generation to test it out in the lab and to see, you know, what effect it may have on a certain, you know, cohort of kids and how it may not affect a different one. This was just unleashed on the public. People jumped on it, notably their parents first and then ultimately the kids. And the data is driving the Surgeon General's perspective and increasingly many parents, especially the amount of time. And, you know, you and I have spoken on WCCO radio about the debate over TikTok, and the talk of banning it is over its ownership and the national security implications in that it's a Chinese company. But there is at least a small percentage of parents who want it banned simply because it's nearly impossible to get their kids off of it. And the amount of time that kids spend with it is also a concern for many parents. So I think that a consistent theme that we're going to hear about in our daily conversations and increasingly the political one in the country is what to do about social media and how it's so fundamentally changing every aspect of society, certainly some for the better. It's a tool like anything. It can be used to build or destroy, but it has had some really, really rough effects on a lot of kids, and some of them in extreme cases have turned tragic, as we sadly know. So expect more of this conversation, especially in a political year, because it would require an act of Congress to put the warning label on. The Surgeon General cannot affix it unilaterally.
Many people might agree with Murthy's call to action, but it won't be as easy to accomplish as some might think. As we previously mentioned, to issue a warning label on anything, Murthy would need a congressional stamp of approval. And that stamp of approval would need to come from the same Congress that has fallen into stalemates over many, many things in recent memory, including actions related to social media app TikTok. To share more on the potential roadblocks in the way of receiving that approval, Karen North, the founder of USC's Annenberg's Digital Social Media Program, joined Odyssey.
We're watching something similar right now with the EU requirement to acknowledge their cookies and accept them. And frankly, we're mostly seeing people click right through it. So it's a little bit unclear whether or not it will have any kind of impact on the people clicking into social media.
The thing that I think about when I hear this kind of suggestion about having a warning on social media is, how do you enforce it? With cigarettes, there was an enforcement mechanism. You could stop stores from selling cigarettes, you know, to people of a certain age. Sometimes that was successful, sometimes it wasn't. But you could make laws about that. How do you enforce something like a warning label to kids?
You could only do it to kids if it already tracked the age of the user and then required a pop-up ad or something like that.
Do you think, Karen, that the whole notion of a warning label for social media is whether it was intended or not by the Surgeon General, but doesn't it in a way supplant what parental responsibility should be?
Yeah, this is so complicated because, you know, I like to think of this as sort of the same way we teach kids how to cross the street. You know, you don't warn kids about the street and then have them figure it out. You take them to the street and you show them the signals and you show them the stop signs and you teach them to look both ways and hold their hand up and this and that. And social media is the same. By the way, my problem with the sort of warning label approach is that social media is really much more of a double-edged sword than the things that have warning labels. You know, you have warning labels on cigarettes. It's hard to figure out what the positive side of smoking is. But you look at social media and you realize that really marginalized people can find like-minded friends and supporters, or people can find knowledge and information that was otherwise unavailable to them, or people can find a sense of connectedness. And for all of the problems, there are also some real positives.
Is the problem with social media pretty much the same problem that we now face with AI, with artificial intelligence, in that these were technologies that developed so quickly that we haven't really figured out how to deal with them, how to cope with them?
It's like social media. You know, as you said, it's like people are trying to figure it out. There's a little bit of research right now showing that people, that the sort of young adults are rejecting it a little bit. They're using it in different ways and coming up with new activities like hiking clubs and things like that, which are sort of our generation's get-togethers, and they're refinding those. And the question is this going to be like other media of the past where it's going to take its place in our society rather than dominating the social experience?
There's an argument to be made that we don't let 12-year-olds drive, drink alcohol, smoke tobacco, or smoke marijuana. So why would we let them scroll on a social media platform that could have just as detrimental an impact? That's the argument that Murthy made, and it's one he's continuing to stand by despite receiving some pushback. Whether you agree or disagree with him, it's pretty clear that adults should be monitoring the social media kids in their care are exposed to in some way. They can talk to them about it, ask questions, and make sure that young people understand that the presented life and the actual life are two very different things. Mental Health America offered this suggestion. Remind them of all the people who support them in their lives offline, and that there is more to life than social media profiles. Let them know that the number of likes or anything else on social media doesn't define who they are. This may be a good moment to remind them that only they can define themselves. That might be a good thing for the rest of us to remember too. This show is produced by Joe Heady, Christy Strouser, and by me. I'm Lauren Barry, and I want to say thanks for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey's serving of a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.